clarify some doubts. Could you please clarify some doubts I have? 1. The Maharishi says in talks with Sri Ramana Maharishi, there are only two ways, either holding on to the root thought I or unconditional self-surrender to the higher power. The thoughts are eliminated by holding on to the root thought I. In P. Brunton's In Quest of the Old Self, he writes, this effort to survey the self-thought is an impossible one, like trying to catch one's own shadow. What is practical at this point when witnessing this blank in meditation? 2. All notion and effort to surrender seems to stem from a false assumption by this ego that it possesses something tangible to offer up or surrender, which in fact has been the Lord's all along to begin with. 3. By asking all these questions, it is my endless illusion that if I can add just one more feather to my wing of knowledge, I can really soar higher, but always end up realizing that it is the weight of those feathers that's holding me down. Seeker, USA. Answer to number 1. Continue reading and reflecting on Bhagavan's teachings. Others' interpretations are not so relevant or may not even be correct. The I, the limited ego, does not catch hold of the infinite I, the self. It can never do this. It is a projection of the self. What happens in the inquiry is that the limited I vanishes in the quest for the infinite I, like the stick used to turn the fire ends up being consumed by the fire itself. When witnessing the blank, hold on to the witness alone. Let all other thoughts go. Answer to number 2. If you have no doubt that the ego is only a false assumption, and you are firmly established in the belief that all is the Lord's only, you could not even ascribe to yourself an ego to ask this question, let alone offer your possessions, etc. Until this total surrender is achieved, effort is necessary. Answer to number 3. Bhagavan has said, there will always be doubts until the doubter and its source is found. We have no choice but to continue the practice of hearing the truth, reflecting on it, and contemplating until we become established in it. That is the only way. Editor.